Hey, it's Leanne Juliet here. Welcome back to another podcast episode. So I'm feeling on a bit of a roll at the moment. It's the second podcast I've recorded in like 5 months because like I took a massive hiatus from a lot of things online. So I was like, do you know what? I just want to speak at the moment. Speak and write, speak and write, speak and write. And that's my thing. This is kind of a continuation from episode 31 that I recorded a couple of days ago, which I titled 2021 Reflections and What I See for 2022. So it's a little bit similar, but not. I'm just going to talk and dive into whatever comes up, whatever I want to talk about. That's how I roll. That's how I channel. That's how the information comes through me. That's how the fire comes through me and everything. So I was doing some reflecting yesterday, doing a bit of it. It was January the 1st yesterday. I don't celebrate the new year. It's something that I just can't get into. I can't get into Christmas. I can't get into the new year because as far as I'm concerned, it's a load of big fat fucking bullshit and illusion. That's my opinion. Obviously, in the natural world, with Mother Nature, the new year begins in spring, like around the spring equinox. So that's when I feel more alive, more energized. And obviously, astrologically, it's when we've got the start of a new astrological calendar with the Aries season in around that time. So it just makes sense. I don't get why we celebrate. Well, I do, because it's all about programmed mindsets and conditioning and everything. And this is something that I'm really going to start speaking more on in terms of the illusions in the world and unhooking yourself from the illusion and really reawakening your true identity, your true self, your individuality. It's something that I like going down rabbit holes. It's something that I've been exploring a lot within myself for the last few months. Just, I've really, not to like repeat what I was saying in episode 31 about 2021, but just if you haven't listened to it, 2021 was really a year of reflection for me. Like I cut myself off from a lot of people, not like on purpose, but you know, when you just need to be on your own and go into hermit mode and go into your little cave and everything. I switched off a lot from social media. I've really been finding a new path with my business, which I will be sharing more on in the podcast and everything and on my blog and whatever. But I, towards the end of 2021, I literally switched off from everything. I spent about a month, you know, either looking after my daughter because she was ill or I was ill, and then just really switching my mind off. And I think for somebody who is used to being on the go all the time, I had to just allow myself to just be and to not think about things and to not be bothering about stuff or whatever. It's just like, do you know what? I just want to rest. I want to switch my mind off. I just want to go into hermit mode and go into my little cave. And I think in today's society, we're conditioned to hustle, which is fucking bullshit because we're not designed to be like that. And for me, it was so rewarding to just switch off and to not think about things and to not think about this or this or what am I doing with this or how is this going to affect me or whatever. It's just a case of, do you know what? I want to spend my day in bed and just like, you know, rest because I was really tired and then I was ill and then my daughter was ill and stuff like that. So this podcast, I'm just gonna riff. That's how I riff with everything. I was doing a lot of reflecting yesterday. I was doing a lot of journaling yesterday, which has been really, really good for me because I've not written for a while now. And obviously writing and speaking are like my biggest passions. But I was doing a lot of journaling yesterday and it really became apparent to me like how much I'm taking a different path in my life. And all I can see when I say that, for anyone who's familiar with the tarot, is the Eight of Cups, where somebody's like turning their back on things and walking away. And I was doing a lot of reflecting yesterday. I was like in the zone, writing and everything. And just really reflecting on not just my vision, but vision for my business. You know, what do I want to achieve in my life? Like really deeply, like really, 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 what do I want to achieve? And I mean, my hand, I channel when I'm speaking, I channel when I write, and it's really funny because when I'm writing, my hand just like takes over, and it can be really difficult to write sometimes because my hand's wanting to go so fast as I'm like channeling in my mind and writing. It's really, really funny. So like my writing sometimes looks like spiders crawled across the fucking page because the hand just like takes over. It's hilarious. Well, I find it hilarious. I do. And so much was coming through me. I was like, you know, I'm just gonna fucking speak on this because this is what I wanna speak on. This is what I wanna talk about. This is how I wanna impact the world. This is how I wanna impact those who listen to my podcast, those who follow my YouTube, those who work with me, those who, whatever, those who are in my world. This is how I wanna impact you. And so much was coming through, especially around illusions. That's my big passion, is to talk about illusions and like, basically, coming back to our truth, our divine truth, our divine consciousness, our reawakening that within us. Because let's face it, we live in a weird as fuck world. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. We live in such a weird world. And for me, obviously, I am a spiritual being. I'm very advanced. Spiritual being from other star systems, and yeah, I'm here for a particular purpose. I'm a star seed, star traveler, whatever you want to call it. And one of the things I'm really, really, really passionate about, and that really like drives the fire within me, is bringing people back to their divine truth, their divinity, their uniqueness, their authentic self, their individuality, their sense of who they are, their identity. And this is something that I've obviously been working on within myself. I work in the realm of transformation and consciousness. So everything that I go through is a way for me to play with the energy to find what's broken and find a solution to fix it. I'm like a little fixer, Mr. Fix It. Well, Mrs. Fix It, or Ms. because I'm divorced now. Ms. Fix It. And I like to dive into the cracks within people, into the darkest part of who you are, the deepest, darkest depths of yourself and myself. Like I'm constantly tearing myself apart in a way that I want to. It's like constantly peeling back the onion layers within myself, which is what I do for my clients. It's like I can dive into, I'm like, well, I am a mermaid soul. I can dive into the darkest, and I'm talking really fucking dark areas of who we are, and find the pearl that's within the oyster, that's at the bottom of the ocean, and bring it back to the surface. And that is what I absolutely love to do for people, is to crack you open like a fucking egg, like crack people open. I've cracked myself open through like dark nights of a soul, like literally torn myself apart energetically in order to find the truth. And that was one of the things with last year, was that I found myself on this path that I didn't want to be on. I was feeling bored as fuck in my life. I was feeling bored as fuck in my business. I was feeling dissatisfied with obviously just the world in general. I just couldn't stand the bullshit that was out there in the world, and that still is out there in the world. I just couldn't stand the bullshit. So it was easier for me to just be in my own world and to be in my own mind and to just be in my own energy than it was to be around other people and to integrate myself into society, which is kind of like a paradox anyway, because part of what I do is just being. Like my energy shifts people when I'm just being. Like now, the way I'm speaking, the way I'm moving, like my hands are always moving and everything. I'm constantly moving energy. So you're going to be feeling that fire from me. You're going to be feeling that energy from me. But last year, I felt fucking flat, like flat as a pancake, really. And for somebody who's used to like being on the go and who's like always been driven by having something to do, like having a goal, having a purpose, that kind of thing, I felt really disconnected from myself and disconnected from the world and disconnected kind of from my vision as well. Like, I have a huge as fuck vision, massive, massive. Like, I am a visionary anyway. So it's like anyone who, could tell me, oh, expand your vision. My vision is already like fucking expanded into like the entire fucking cosmos, really. But last year, I just felt really flat, almost like I was, I don't know, floating along and just not really feeling a part of society or feeling connected to my vision or anything like that. And so December, I really, really took the time out to just be by myself and be in my mind. And even though, like, and play games with my daughter, like when she was sick and everything, she likes to play Roblox. So we both have the games on different phones and we play that together. And for me, like yesterday, this reflection that I was doing, this journaling and everything, it was like the vision came back. And I put a post out onto Instagram, which was around Jupiter moving into Pisces. For anyone who's not familiar with astrology, Pisces is currently occupied now by Jupiter and Neptune. So Neptune rules Pisces. You've got 12 houses, 12 different signs, and Neptune rules Pisces. So Pisces is naturally the 12th house, which is all about the hidden realms. It's my kind of world to play in is the 12th house. The hidden realms, the dark aspects of our psyche, the unconsciousness, the shadowy area, the whatever is hidden from the world, the illusions of who we are and everything, the subconscious area, the unconscious, the collective unconscious. And Neptune rules Pisces. Now, Neptune is in Pisces at the moment, has been for a few years. It's a very slow-moving planet. But Jupiter, the planet of expansion, who used to rule Pisces, so it's still kind of a ruler of Pisces, depends what astrology you follow. But before Neptune was discovered, Jupiter was a ruler of Pisces. So both the rulers of Pisces are in their home sign right now. And it's a big thing for astrology. And I'm not the kind of person, when it comes to astrology, I am an astrologer, but I don't, it bores the fuck out of me just to read somebody's chart. I'm not interested in that. I'm interested in diving into the deepest fucking depths of who you are and ripping shit apart. That's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in exploring your darkness, your shadows, the darker underworld of who you are, all the aspects that you've buried in your closet, both consciously and unconsciously from this lifetime and other lifetimes. That's what interests me. But for me, what I'm excited about and what I put this post on Instagram for yesterday was around Jupiter moving into Pisces, because Jupiter is a planet of expansion. And with Neptune being in Pisces, there's a lot of illusion in the world. Like, people aren't seeing the truth, because Neptune can cloud the truth as well. It depends on, you kind of have to. It's like being out on a foggy night and you can see, but you can't see. And so with Jupiter coming into Pisces as well, I feel like it's, honestly, and he'll be in Pisces for 2022. I honestly feel like there's going to be a bigger awakening this year. Like, we already started with an awakening, a spiritual awakening 2 years ago with the whole COVID bullshit in 2020, and people started waking up. But I honestly feel with Jupiter moving into Pisces and to meet Neptune in Pisces, that the illusion is going to become so much more apparent to people who wouldn't have even thought that the world was crazy as fuck. And the clown world that we live in is going to appear more to people. The illusion is going to get revealed, because Jupiter is kind of like, he's a great benefic planet. He's, the planet of expansion. But it's almost like he's going to sweeten the deal for people. It's almost like people are going to wake up and be like, fuck, like, I see it now. I see the bullshit. Like, I don't believe in this. And, I've had my 10,000 million fucking jabs and they're wanting me to have another one, that kind of thing. Like, I say no kind of thing. And, or people saying, yeah, actually, no, do you know what? I'm just going to crack on with my life and I'm not going to continue to to buy into the illusion and the bullshit that I'm being peddled at the moment. But I feel like Jupiter's going to sweeten the deal a little bit. It's like, kind of make a joke of it. You know, when you just, when you see something and you're like, how did I not see that before? How did I not see that in my life? How did I not realize that that was happening? Or how did I not realize that that was going on? Or, you know, why was I blind to that? It's kind of like that. That's the feeling that I'm getting for 2022, where people are going to have these like aha moments and be like, oh my God, I can't believe like I didn't see it. I can't believe I bought that bullshit for so long. And that's what I really feel is happening in the world like this year. And I'm at the point where I just laugh shit off now, because and if you can't laugh about the situation of the world, then obviously you shouldn't be listening to my podcast, first of all, because I'm really not the person for you. But if you can't laugh about what's going on, then have a bit of a reality check. It's like, I just laugh at shit now because I naturally see the illusion anyway, but I am seeing it so much more now. And obviously I am from other star systems and other galaxies, and you know, I'm here with a particular purpose, with a particular mission to reawaken the truth within us all, to fix what is broken in humanity. Because let's face it, humanity is fucking broken. Like, you've got people divided over what fucking race they are, like, oh, you're black, you're white, I hate you kind of thing. Or genders, like, feminism is a massive fucking, like, yeah, and I'm a woman saying that, but feminism is a massive, what's the word? Come on, Leanne, get it right. Feminism is a massive divide, and it's actually keeps people trapped in a controlled and programmed mindset. Feminism is an illusion. Again, and this isn't to say, oh, women don't have rights, or we don't have this, or we need to have this. I get it. But when people are fueled by anger, when people are fueled by fear, when people are fueled by hatred or the need to like rant about shit and like, oh, you don't get me and fuck you and I hate you and I don't like this religion, or I don't like this skin color, or I don't like this sexuality or whatever, it feeds the illusion. It feeds the programmed system, that it feeds the matrix. It feeds the fucking matrix, and it feeds the controlled mindset that we've been plugged into. Everything does. Oh yeah, and I can see it from a different perspective, because I naturally see, like, I'm very gifted with my sight, you know, as a clairvoyant and as a channel and somebody who taps into like higher consciousness. I can see how humanity is divided and how humanity is broken. And when I start talking, I start channeling and everything, like, I lose track of what I'm saying. So I can't really remember what I was saying now. But anywhere where there's division in the world, anywhere where you feel divided between all them and us, this and this, whatever, it fuels the fire of division. And I can't remember what I was talking about now, so I'm sure it'll come back to me. I go off on tangents, but I always follow where I'm going, follow the breadcrumbs, so to speak. It fuels the fire, it fuels the division. And within the world, there's so much illusion. And oh, that was it. I'm laughing at the world. That's it. I knew I'd come back to it. I'm at the point now where I just laugh at the shit that's going on in the world. And it's not to disrespect anybody. It's not to say, oh, I'm better than anybody else, or I disagree. Well, I do disagree with the bullshit that's going on with COVID. It's a complete fucking farce. And it's a complete lie, and it's a complete illusion. Take that as you want. It's, you know, that's up to you. But I laugh at the world. And especially at the media. The media is a biggest illusion out there. And all you have to do is follow. I mean, I don't watch the news. I refuse to watch the news. I refuse to plug into it. I occasionally catch the news if I've got the radio on. Usually I'm shouting at them because it annoys me. So I have to like turn the volume down when the news comes on. And I like to follow Twitter. I like to follow like the trending hashtags just to see like what's going on a little bit, which I find hilarious, especially as like a Brit, because the British sense of humor is fucking hilarious. And like we have such a good sense of humor. Like I've been following the hashtags at the moment about Prince Andrew, which is just such a funny story. And he's like, obviously the whole like Maxwell trial, which is a complete illusion anyway. It's a made up trial. It's made up. It feeds the media. It gives, whatever the media is focused on is what they want you to know. If media are talking about something, it's because they've created it. You can choose to see that as you want, whether you want to believe that the stories that are going on in the news, or you want to believe that all this is happening. The world is a stage. We are living through the biggest fucking film, play, documentary, whatever you want to call it, right now. And we're the audience. And whatever the media are peddling to us is the what's the word? The script that they want us to, the film that they want us to watch. I don't know if that's making sense. It's been like, a massive like awareness for me to really come to that understanding. But whatever the media are peddling, whatever story the media is telling you about is an illusion. The media makes shit up all the time. And the world is full of people playing parts, acting, not just actors, but I'm talking about politicians. They're all playing a part. And they're making shit up. And it's got to the point now where it is getting stupider and stupider and stupider that you've just got to fucking laugh. Because if you don't, then you'll go fucking insane. If you cannot laugh at the state of the world right now, because it's a massive hoax. It's a massive hoax. And I've been following on Twitter, like not following like the Maxwell trial, because again, that's just a complete psyop anyway, psychological operation, a psyop. It's all a hoax. And obviously you've got Prince Andrew, who is claiming that he wasn't, didn't have relations with this younger girl or anything like that. And he happened to be on this particular day in Pizza Express. For like anyone who's not from Britain, Pizza Express, it's a family friendly pizza chain. And he's claiming that he was in Pizza Express on this particular day, but hasn't got any alibis, and nobody can vouch for it. And people are going, like, honestly, the British have such a good sense of humor. People are like really like ripping this apart on Twitter right now and saying that because he hasn't got anyone to vouch. Even his own daughter says that she wasn't with him on the fucking day. But if a prince walked into, a member of the royal family walked into your local pizza restaurant, you'd fucking notice the waiting staff, the manager, the customers, anyone who was there would notice a member of royal family walking in and would remember it, because you remember weird shit like that. You'd be like, oh, I mean, I remember seeing walking past Liza Minnelli in Beverly Hills on my 25th birthday, as I left the Cheesecake Factory, which is fucking awesome. I love the Cheesecake Factory in Beverly Hills where I went for my birthday. And I walked past Liza Minnelli. That was like, what, 17 years ago? I remember that. So anyone would notice a member of the royal family being in the local fucking pizza joint, they would. And people are just ripping that apart now. And I just have to laugh at the world because it's such a fucking joke. It's such a joke. You've got, people questioning Boris Johnson, where he's, the UK Prime Minister, where he's been for the last 10 days. And he's like, oh, I've been in the UK. It's like it's getting stupider and stupider. And I'm just waiting for the ultimate punchline now, for the ultimate joke as to what's going on. I can't remember where I'm going with this now. But what I'm getting at is, like this is Jupiter coming into Pisces, who's sweetening the deal and be like, can you not see the bullshit? Did you not see it before? How fucking funny is that, like this shit's going on and you couldn't see it, and this has happened. Like, and I feel like that's what's happening this year. More and more people are gonna wake up and smell the coffee and suddenly have like a bit of a reality check and realize how much they've been lied to, because everything around us is fake. And that's like, even I find that hard and weird to say. And I, work with multidimensionality and different dimensions and like, galactic consciousness and everything. And even I feel like it's weird to say that. But this is the system that we've been plugged into. This is the system of conditioning that we've been plugged into, the programming, the indoctrination that is in the world and has been for millennia is starting to crack. It's starting to crumble. And it takes people like me and other people to start pointing out the utter bullshit in the world and the utter illusion that is out there. And this isn't like, so that people can start to unhook themselves from this matrix system. And this isn't about, I'm not interested in the whole, oh, I'm here to awaken people and all that bullshit that's in the spiritual community. Like, it's not your fucking job. It's nobody's job to awaken somebody else. You choose whether you're going to wake up and smell the coffee or not. But for me, it's a case of really seeing this illusion and speaking more about the illusion, because I want people to understand more about the illusion and how we've been conditioned to be a certain way, how we've been programmed to be a certain way. If you think about it and you think back to your childhood as kids, where we go to mainstream school. Well, majority of people do, because it's like you need to get an education. Yes, of course you need to get an education. An education will benefit you being able to read and write and everything. And I tell my 6-year-old all the time that, it's such a gift that she has to have the opportunity to read and write. And that's something that I want to do in the future, like as my business grows, and is to really help the underprivileged in society with reading and writing, because it's such a gift to be able to do that. And so we're plugged into the system as a kid. Like, children are taught to listen, obviously listen to your elders and follow this system and work like this and everything, and to respond in a particular way. And then we're conditioned to get a job and plug into the system, the 9-to-5 job, and plug into the system, go and get into debt, go and buy a house, get a mortgage, here's a credit card, here's some more debt, make sure you pay your taxes, make sure you do this, pay your taxes, get credit, buy a house, holiday vacation for like a few weeks a year or whatever, and then have some kids and then retire and fucking die. Like, when you put it like that and you condense the human lifespan into like, for like, what's the average lifespan? It's about 80 years or something like that. When you condense it all into that way, how fucking tragic does that sound? Like, really fucking tragic. And I saw something a few months ago from my daughter's school. They have a Twitter account, and they post pictures of, the different classes and what they've been up to, and obviously with like the parents' consent for their children's photo to be online. And I noticed a tweet that the school had put on from one of the older classes. I think it was like a group of, I think they were like nine or 10, I think. And they were learning about, I don't know, the human life cycle or something like that. And they'd all been asked to draw a picture, and they put a few picture of these kids' pictures on Twitter. And we've been asked to draw timelines for for the human life cycle. And obviously they all did really well, but I just thought, how fucking tragic is that, that what they'd actually been drawing. So there's about four pictures, and they'd drawn this timeline, and it'd be like, you're born, and then you learn to walk, and you learn to talk at this age, and then you go to school at this age, and then you do your exams at this age, And then they all had like, and then you can go to the pub at this age, and then you get a job at this age, and then you get married at this age, you have children, and then you go on holiday, and then you retire at this age, and then you die. And I was like, how fucking tragic is that? Like, seriously, this is the level of indoctrination that is in the world right now. And it's, obviously happening with our children. And, it's, yes, my daughter is in mainstream education at the moment, but it's something that I don't want her to be in for the rest of her life. I thought, how tragic is that? But that's how we're conditioned. And when you look at it that way, and you look at your life, and you look back on your life at what you've been taught and who you've been molded to be, we're literally slaves. And I'm of the mindset that Earth is a school. It was created as a school for souls and consciousness to learn and to evolve and to grow, because in other dimensions, in other galaxies, on other planets and other stars and everything, star systems, they don't, some of them don't have physical bodies, or, they don't have access to this or whatever. So souls and consciousness come here to grow. It's a school. We're here to learn. We're here to grow. We're here to evolve and everything, which is why life can feel fucking hard at times. As we're, especially like, we have free will on Earth. We have free will, so we get to choose what we do. But obviously, then you get into like the karmic cycle and everything. I mean, you got to repay your karma and all that stuff. So, but what, even though Earth is a school, and some have said only like the bravest souls come to Earth to like really like understand the, like the polarity that's in Earth, and the duality, the polarity and duality, and like understand the five senses. Like, imagine if you've been, I don't know, in some other planet or star system, and you're simply energy, which we are all energy, but you don't have a physical body. So then you come into onto Earth, and you're faced with not just a physical body, but being a but having emotions and dealing with emotions and physicality and the mind and all this. It's a lot to deal with. But even though Earth is a school, I massively see Earth as like almost trapped in this, well, humanity trapped in this kind of like enslavement mentality, this enslavement mindset, whatever it is that we've been plugged into, which is keeping humanity stuck. And I've had other lifetimes in Atlantis and in ancient Egypt, and those societies were far more fucking advanced than what we are. And you'll have people like in, I don't know, technocrats or scientists or medical people or professors or whatever will say, oh, we're really advanced and we've got all this technology and we're going, we are nothing like the ancient civilizations were. Like, they were far more advanced than what we are. And I laugh at times when humans talk about, oh, we could get to Mars in 2 years. And I'm like, yeah, but other beings, other dimensional beings can like travel to different dimension within seconds. So like, that's nothing really. But when you look at other civilizations, obviously I can tap into the energy of who I've been or who I still am from a multidimensional purpose in those other in those other dimensions, those other civilizations. We use energy for healing, for manifestation, for building things. Like, the pyramids were built with energy through like levitation and everything, through moving things. They weren't built by, you look at the size of the rocks and whatever is used to build the pyramids. They weren't built as tombs for the dead. They are specific energetic temples, energy temples, which align completely with the Orion's belt, which is the obviously close to a Sirius star, but they align with the Orion's Belt, which is a set of stars that I've always been fascinated with. I have, you know, got a connection to Sirius and a connection to specifically to Mintaka, in the belt. It's the third star. The one on the right. But it aligns with the Orion's Belt. It's, they are energy centers. They are temples of energy. And I've part of like my time in Egypt as a priestess was, and in Atlantis, was being part of the temples where people came to me for energy, for healing, for transformation through energy. And we've become disconnected from that, which is why humanity is broken. And yes, we've had advancements and stuff like that and whatever, but nothing like what we've had before, nothing. Because society, we're conditioned to, what's the word? We're conditioned to operate from a linear fashion. You know, we're indoctrinated and taught that time is relevant. It's not. Time is an illusion. Time is a man-made construct. The calendar is a man-made construct. But time is an illusion. But we're conditioned to believe that we can't heal ourselves, that we have to seek out help from a doctor or medical professional, or that we need help, you know, that the scientists can help us understand the universe and everything. But yet, and there's no disrespect if you're in a medical profession or a science profession. These are my beliefs and everything. I'm just here to share a different perspective that is controversial and is triggering for people. Because I'm interested in energy. I'm interested in bringing humanity back to a higher state of consciousness. That's what I'm interested in. And yeah, science will tell us about the Big Bang and that the Earth is like billions of years old and everything. But again, it's using time as a measurement from a linear fashion. Like Earth could have been created 10,000 years ago. We don't know. But we're using time as a linear measuring tool. So when it comes to humanity, we're cut off from who we truly are. We're cut off from our own abilities and gifts and everything like that. We're cut off from, it's almost like there's been this like a cloud hanging over us that is almost like dumbing people down to the point where we've forgotten that we have six senses. We have multiple senses. We've forgotten that. We've forgotten our connection to the universe. We've forgotten our connection to the divine, God, source, the universe, whatever you believe in. You know, I'm not religious, but God is all of us. You know, we all have, you know, we are all source energy. We are all an aspect of God living through like a human existence right now. But we've forgotten who we are. And that's because it's almost like it feels like this enslavement in the world. Which is weird to say, and it has been hard for me to say that, because it's like, oh my God, like I'm really like going down this like particular rabbit hole right now. But it's programming, it's indoctrination. Look at the church. Church is, how to clear out your audience. Let's talk about science, medicine, and fucking religion. The church is the biggest pile of bullshit out there. It's all lies. It's all lies. And it's like, if they're lying about stuff like that, what are they hiding? You know, we know that Jesus existed. Again, I'm not religious, but we know that Jesus existed. But, you know, the whole story about him is obviously made up anyway. Jesus is a very advanced soul. A teacher, an ascended master. But all the stuff in the church is indoctrination, where people are conditioned and taught that, you know, you're going to go to hell if you do this. Look at the medieval age. where people are fucking petrified about getting things wrong and they have their sins and they're like, oh no, I can't do that. They're absolutely petrified of going to hell. Like, Earth is hell, really. It's like, you know, it's hard being on Earth because, you know, we're faced with this, not just free will, but we're faced with whatever else is going on in the world, and we're faced with the dealing with all the different senses and everything, and then we've got, you know, the division and like all the anger and the fear and the divide and everything like that. And it's all lower vibrational energy, which is designed to keep people trapped in the matrix. It's designed to keep people plugged into a system. You know, you look at people who watch the news every day and they're plugged into it and plugged into it. What's the news telling me? What's the news going on in the world? The media is a lie. They're telling a story. They're storytellers. Everything out there is a story. And when you start to see the world like that, it gets easier to live in. Obviously, it's not nice to see stuff like war and whatever and division, but how do we actually know that that's going on? Or is it the media making stuff up? And I'm not disputing that stuff is happening in the world, but from my perspective, from like a higher consciousness perspective, I cannot understand why humanity is so divided. It makes no sense to me. I can't understand it. And I had the conversation with my brother over Christmas. I was at my brother's house and we're having a little chat about a few things. And I said to him, and again, I'm probably going to like, I don't know, trigger somebody here, I don't, whatever. He started talking about Ireland and the division between Northern Ireland and Ireland. And, you know, fighting over whatever they're fighting over, like the border or whatever it is. I can't remember now. I said, oh, it's a bit like Palestine and Israel and Jerusalem. Like, I switch off from it all. And it's not as from a disrespective position or anything like that. I just, for me, I can't understand why we fight over land, why we fight over boundaries. I can't understand that. It makes no sense. It's like humans have such this, and my brother's like, yeah, I don't fucking say that out loud. Here I am saying it out loud. But humans are so, it's such an ego-driven society, such an ego-driven society. You've got landowners who are greedy and like, oh, you need to pay me to be on this land. You need to pay me taxes. Taxes are just a way to keep people in servitude. You've got people fighting over borders, over, I don't even know like what people fight over, but you've got people fighting over borders and having wars and invading countries or whatever they're doing. And I'm like, but why? What? Like, I don't get it. Why? Why does humanity need to be like that? It doesn't. It doesn't need to be like that at all. And I know people would be like, oh, it's easier said than done. And, you know, you can sit there and say that, but you're not living through that. No, I'm not. But people don't have to plug into that. People don't have to plug into the beliefs and the systems of their ancestors. Like, if people have been fighting in countries for millennia, then don't you think you're just going to get a little bit fucking bored of it? But humanity is so ego-driven. Like, this is my land. You need to pay me to live here. This is my border. You need to show your passport to get through. Why can't we all just get along and live together? And, you know, we don't own the earth. The earth is not ours. We live here. We have access to the planet, but we share it with a multitude of other species and beings, animals, insects, plants, you know, bacteria, all sorts of stuff. We share the earth. It's not our land to claim ownership of. That's just ego. And I know I'm going on a massive tangent and whatever right now, but I'll just say what wants to come through. It's just ego. So I don't get it. And it's the same when you go down, you know, when you look at I don't know, division between like gender or race or sexuality or whatever else people are divided on, I don't get it. I do not get it. And it's a tool that is used to create division. It is a tool that plugs into people's minds and teaches us that we need to be divided. It's a system for control. It's a system for programming. It's a system for enslavement. It's a system for servitude to the higher echelons of society, so to speak. And it keeps people dumbed down. And it keeps people plugged into this system that you must go to work and earn a living and get into debt with a mortgage or credit card or school fees and pay your taxes. Be a good citizen and pay your taxes. Be a good citizen and follow the rules. That's been the thing we've heard for the last 2 years, especially in the UK. It's like Boris Johnson talk about following the rules. Like, I don't plug into that. Even when right now we've got people saying, oh, you still need to mask up in shops. I refuse to wear a fucking mask. Nobody stops me. Nobody asks me any questions because I breeze in with my sense of freedom, just as anyone else can. It's not against the law or anything like that. And the more that people can see that, the more that people can see that we've been lied to for millennia as a species, that we've been lied to, that we don't have choice, that we don't have freedoms and all this other kind of stuff. The more that you can see that and can see the illusion in the world, the easier it gets to live here and to see the funny side of what is going on. It's like, honestly, I feel right now that I'm watching a big film, like a really long film, and I'm where the audience, and everything is being played out for us, but it's getting stupider and getting stupider with what's happening. Even yesterday, you know, 1st of January, the Queen announces, it's another hoax, the Queen announces the New Year's Honours List, for anyone who's not familiar with that in the UK or anywhere else, you know, it's where people get knighted and they get their honours, so they become a sir, or I don't even know what ladies become, is it a lady? I don't even know. But they become a sir, they get knighted. When you think back to the knights of a medieval period, knights were knights through honour, through serving their king or their queen or something, but they championed themselves for honourable services and they did their jousting and all this other kind of stuff. But they, you know, they were chivalrous. I'm not talking about people like the Knights Templar, whoever they were, but, you know, the knights, I'm thinking of, like, you know, the courtly romances and the tales of the court and the Knights of the Round Table and that kind of stuff. Like, they were honourable people who had an honour to uphold. And you didn't become a knight just for the fucking sake of it. You did it for honourable duties. Now you just have to pay somebody a big fat fucking check and you get knighted. And it's all, like, political and everything. But yesterday it was announced with the New Year's Honours List and who's getting a knighthood. Tony fucking Blair. Like, the biggest war criminal in the UK of my generation. Tony fucking Blair, former Prime Minister, the one who took us to war in Iraq and claimed that there's weapons of mass destruction, even though it was a big fat lie. The man who caused thousands, if not millions, of unnecessary deaths, is becoming a knight. And if that is not the biggest joke out there, then I don't know what is. Because that's the level of, like, Clownville that we're living in right now, where you've got war criminals getting getting knighted. It makes no fucking sense. But I'm at the point where I'm just laughing stuff off because I can see it. I can see the joke that is being played out. I can see how everything is a theatrical performance in the world right now. Anything that's in the news, anything that's reported in the news, anything that's in the media is a hoax. It's a joke. Something is being played out. It's a psyop, psychological operation. Like, it's designed to tap into people's emotions. It's designed to tap into your deeper primitive emotions, like, oh my God, how dare you do this? And I'm going to get angry about this. And I'm going to have fear around this. And it creates that emotional connection to something, which keeps you trapped in the system. It keeps you plugged into the system. It keeps you in a place of servitude to the system, feeding the beast, so to speak. Even, you know, talked about in the UK with like tests running out and everything, stop fucking testing yourself. Like, since when did we become so reliant on some crap test to tell us if we're ill or not? Like, we don't need a test to tell you if you're ill, and you've got cars lining up along the streets apparently to get tested. It's a fucking joke. But you have to be able to laugh at this and see the reality. This is the reality that's out there. Like, it's all a joke. It's all an illusion. And the more that you feed the beast through fear, through anger, through division, the more you're feeding that beast and the more that you're plugged into a system of enslavement and servitude. And the more that you can open your eyes and take stock of what's going on and take stock of who you are and what your reality is and who you are as an individual, because we've lost the ability to be individuals. Everyone's plugged into like this collective mindset of and collective programming, but the more that you can break free of that, the more you're going to see the world as it is. Like, yes, we're here to learn. We're here, you know, on Earth school, really, to learn. But we're also here to unprogram ourselves. It's like, I'm just seeing the film Wreck-It Ralph in my mind at the moment. For anyone who's watched it, it's absolutely brilliant. With the bunch of computer game characters who are obviously in this game called Wreck-It, is it? I don't even know if the game's called Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know, but you know, Felix is a little good character and he's got to like climb the building, and Ralph is like the baddie or whatever, but he's not. He's just being ostracized by all the little good people in the world, in the game, and he's, he's the one who is different, and so people don't like him because he's different. And then the little girl comes along, Vanellope, who's the glitch, and she's different as well, and people ostracize her as well. But ultimately, they all become friends. But that's the thing, is like, when you break free of this like herd mentality and this programmed mindset, you are seen as different. You're seen as a threat to society. You're seen as a threat to the programming, and people can't handle it because we're so plugged into this system. We're so plugged into this mindset of everyone being the same. And when you start to see through it, it's almost like you're able to take better stock of the world. You're able to understand more about why you're here and what really, you know, what means something, as opposed to what you're told to focus on. I think that's where I'm going with it. I know I've gone on like a massive tangent on this. I never know like what I'm going to talk about, but I just like allow what wants to come through. But the more that you open your eyes and really question your life, and this is whether you believe in what's going on in the world or not, it doesn't matter. You know, that's your choice as to where you're at with it all right now. But even in your own world, even in your own life, like, take stock. Like, are you truly happy? Are you truly free? Are you truly free? Or are you plugged into this invisible system? Are you, you know, plugged into the mindset that you need to live a certain way, that you need to have these particular beliefs or these particular opinions? Because it's all indoctrination. It's all a set of programming that keeps people plugged into the same way of speaking and the same way of acting and the same way of believing. Everything is the same. And when you choose to separate yourself from that and be the glitch, you get to see the cracks, and you get to see where you've accepted shit in your life that you didn't actually need to accept. You get to see the patterns and the behaviors that you've been living through, and how actually they weren't actually you. They weren't your truth. And this is what I refer to as like the shadow energy. It's the multidimensional shadow, really, where it's you know, where we're repeating the same patterns and behaviors of other lifetimes, but we don't realize that we can break free of that. We can break free of that any time by choosing to see it as not our truth. Like, anything that feels icky and hard and just like, why did I go through that, and why have I gone through that, and why am I living in this particular way, or why have I experienced that? It's because you're experiencing it for a reason, so that you can see where there's a glitch, a crack, a gap in your energy that needs fixing. And that's where I come in with my clients, is, yeah, I am a fucking glitch. I see the cracks. I see what is broken within people, what needs fixing. And then we fix it. Like, repairing energy, really. It's repairing energy and returning people to a place of divine truth, of divine consciousness, of reawakening the true identity of somebody, of who we are, because we have all become robots, really, where people don't know who they are. And you only have to look in the world at the extent of the mental health epidemic. Is it an epidemic or a pandemic? But I can't remember the correct word, where, we shouldn't have such an issue with our mental health. People shouldn't be on all the medication that they're on. And I've experienced depression, I've experienced anxiety, I've been on the happy pills and medication before for depression, everything. But that's a disconnection from ourselves. People are depressed. It's like, oh, why? It's because you don't know who you are, because you're living a lie. You're living, you don't know who you are. That's the thing. And that's why people are depressed, is because they're disconnected from their truth. And there's such a, is it an epidemic? There's such an epidemic in terms of mental health. And, you just have to look at the suicide rates and everything, which really saddens me with, and I have been affected by suicide in my life. It really saddens me with the high rates of suicide, that people feel like they're so alone and they're so, like, they can't go on. And again, it comes back to feeling lost. A disconnection from your true self, a disconnection from your higher consciousness, a disconnection from your soul, from source, from God, from the divine, whatever you believe in. It's a disconnection. And that's because humanity is broken. And that's because humanity is programmed to be a certain way. People are depressed because they're living a life that they don't want. People are depressed and anxious and stressed because they're living a life and plugged into a system that does not benefit us. And there is more that I can say on this, and I will say more on this, but I feel like I've spoken enough now, so I'm going to go. But we have free will, and we get to design our life how we want it. And that's, you know, one of the reasons, with going back to the beginning of a podcast talking about Jupiter in Pisces, Jupiter is coming along to really expand on where the illusion is. It's to really show us what's possible, to really tap into our unconsciousness, to really tap into our minds and connect people back to their spiritual self. And that's what Jupiter's coming along to do. And it is going to soften the pill, like soften the blow, so to speak. Sweeten the pill, whatever it is. Soften the blow, so to speak, in terms of what is truly going on in the world. Because this is kind of like a war on consciousness. It's a situation where people are choosing to unplug themselves from the matrix, are choosing to unplug themselves from the conditioning and the program that we've been indoctrinated with. And it's hard when that happens. It's hard when you start to see the cold, hard truth of the world, and you start to see that everything is just a fucking lie, everything's an illusion. And what you took to be important and what you were so attached to in your life wasn't real. That's hard. That's hard to deal with. And I say that from my experience. And I go down these rabbit holes within myself to really understand humanity, to really understand myself, through to understand the world around me through going through experiences myself. And I put myself through experiences in order to understand what's broken in the world and what I can fix through, and yeah, through energy shifting and energy healing. But the more that you choose to disconnect from the system and choose to open your eyes, the more that it does feel hard. And yet that's where we're going as a collective, that's where we're going as a society, is that we're getting to the point now where more people are waking up to the truth of who we are. And that's like one of my massive passions and one of the big ways that I am impacting the world, and through the vision that I have for my business, is to bring people back to a place of divinity, is to bring people back to our identity, to our individuality, to our authenticity, in a way that you can see who you are, that everything that you've been through, nothing's ever in vain, no matter how shitty your life has been. And I've been through some pretty fucking shit times. You know, I've experienced trauma, I've experienced PTSD and abuse and, you know, shitty money stories and, you know, whatever. But I've grown through everything, and I've been through things in order to grow through things. I've been so lost, so fucking lost, so disconnected from myself that, you know, I've just been lost so long in my life. And obviously that's a journey that I've been on in order to understand where other people are lost. And so that I can relate to that. I understand what it feels like to be lost. Yeah, I've been depressed. I've been on the fucking happy pills in the past. And I understand the true depths of despair that humanity can become lost in when we don't know who we are. And that's one of my huge passions, is to show you who you are, is to, by offering a different perspective. You might not agree with it, but that's cool. I'm not here to make people agree with me or believe in me or whatever. That's down to you. That's down to your ability to discern truth and illusion from each other. I show you the different perspective. That's down to you, whether you believe that or not. You know, I'm all about discernment of energy, which is one of my big bugbears in the spiritual community, especially, is people's willingness to believe politicians and governments for a start, but in the spiritual community, people's willingness to believe somebody because they say they're spiritual. And yeah, there's a lot of fake people in the world. There's a lot of disinformation in the world around what is truth and what isn't. And just because somebody's spiritual or somebody's seen as a good person doesn't mean to say that they're sharing truth. And you have to be able to discern between what is truth and what is illusion, because there is a lot of people and they don't even know that they're sharing it. It's like the New Age movement is, you know, massive psyop, anyway, what's the word, psychological operation. It's a massive hoax. And you might not believe that, and that's okay. I'm not here to make people believe in things. I simply share a different perspective. And that's down to you whether you choose to see that or not. I'm a mirror, I'm a catalyst, I'm what's known as a heyoka. I'm here to offer you the mirror, to show you the truth, to show you the reality, to show you the illusion. Whether you choose to see that or not and see how it affects you, that's your choice. But people are broken. Humanity is broken. I mean, it doesn't need to be that way. It doesn't need to be that way. When you look at the golden ages of Atlantis, Lemuria, the Mayans, the ancient Egyptians, they were, you know, I don't know if they had mental health issues, but not like today. Like people, the mental health epidemic is so, it's, you know, it's far greater than this bullshit with like COVID and everything that's out there. But people are programmed to believe that it's the, this virus or whatever that's like the threat. No, it's not. The fact that people are too willing to believe politicians and governments and the media, that's the biggest threat. That's the biggest virus out there, is the willingness to believe somebody who apparently has your best interests at heart when they don't. It's all about the money. All about the money. It's all about greed and corruption and power. That kind of stuff. That's the biggest threat to society right now. And because people are living a lie, and because people are disconnected from our truth, and we're disconnected from our identity, and we're disconnected from our consciousness and our souls and God and source and divinity, whatever you believe in. That's why people are lost. But you don't have to live as a lost soul. You don't have to be lost anymore. That's the thing. Like, you can find yourself and you can choose to connect into your higher self and into your higher consciousness anytime you want to do that. But first, you have to allow things to crumble. You have to, you know, allow the mirror to crack, the illusion to crack, to look at yourself in the mirror and ask, am I happy? Is this truth? Am I happy with this existence? Do I want to live like this? Do I want to be like this? Like, who am I really? That's what you have to ask yourself. And that can be hard when you've got such a strong grip on reality. Then to let go of that can be hard. It's just down to you whether you choose to do it the hard way or the easy way. The easy way is to, like, honestly, is to just let go of everything that you've taken to be real and just allow it to crumble and to rebuild. The hard way is to continue to hold on to something that isn't real, which is what society is right now. Like, it's all an illusion. It's all an illusion. And we get to choose whether we want to live like that. And if you do, then that's fine. If you don't, if you're seeking something deeper, if you're seeking something more meaningful, if you're seeking something that is more rewarding from your life, then you've got to unplug from the fucking system and connect into your truth and connect into your individuality and connect into your divinity and to remember who the fuck you are and to connect into that higher consciousness, that you are a divine being, an infinite being of divine consciousness. That's who we are. So I'm going to leave it there. I've really enjoyed talking about that. I intend to talk more on stuff anyway. But Yeah, you can connect with me further through whatever links I've put in my in the podcast episode. I'm on Instagram at Leanne Juliet. I'm going to start putting videos back onto YouTube again, writing again. I've got about 5 books on the go at the moment. One of the big things that I'm bringing out in 2022 is a book on energetics, quantum energetics and multidimensional energy and quantum shifting and how we can really heal ourselves and transform ourselves at the energetic roots. That's something that I'm working on at the moment. But you can connect with me on my website, which I still need to update at the moment, leannejuliet.com, on my blog, on Instagram at leannejuliet, on Twitter, which I'm going to start tweeting again, at leannejuliet. So it's all at leannejuliet. So yes, happy listening. I hope this has given you like food for thought, whether I've triggered the fuck out of you or whether I've enlightened you. Again, yeah, that's my job to do that. I'm a messenger. I'm the one who offers a different perspective. I am the mirror. I am the catalyst, massive fucking catalyst to shake you and wake you into remembering who the fuck you are and bringing you back to a place of divinity and a place of balance in your life and a place of divine consciousness. That's what I'm here for, is to help bring humanity back on track, help humanity ascend into a higher level of consciousness. That's what I'm here for. So thank you so much for listening, and I will chat to you on the next episode.